Hello and welcome to the Feck It Fun, Fabulous and Free Eating Disorder Recovery Podcast. I'm Helly and I'm here to provide regular bursts of information and inspiration, some neuroscience applicable to eating disorder recovery, perhaps a few rants, but otherwise lots of positivity with a bit of a feck it attitude, some fun and a sprinkling of fabulousness to help everyone find freedom in recovery. Well, hello there, lovely, lovely listeners, and thank you for tuning into this episode of the Feck It Fun, Fabulous and Free Eating Disorder Recovery Podcast. I'm Helly, and I talk to you about eating disorders, how to overcome them, how to find a life that is authentically and freely yours to live and enjoy. So I'm really sorry that it's been a little while since I last put out an episode. I'm sorry about that. I'm not very organised at the moment, and I must give myself a strong talking to and really get back into producing these a bit more regularly and make them part of my routine again so that it actually happens and I don't sit there thinking, oh no, another week's gone by and I forgot to record a podcast episode, which is what generally happens at the moment. Thank you though for tuning in and for staying a good listener to this podcast series. I hope that it helps you in any small way possible as you bravely overcome this eating disorder and try to rebuild your life from it. And I hope that life is treating you kindly at the moment and that you are finding all the ways possible to use any support you can find to really break free from the eating disorder, which is a process that is hard and it has ups and downs and it's never perfect. And it can feel like you're failing until you're not. So whatever state you're in at the moment, whatever you perceive yourself to be with the eating disorder in terms of overcoming it, just don't give up. It's only when you give up that you're guaranteed not to recover. Keep pushing forward. Keep aiming to abstain from all the eating disorder habits, the restrictive eating, the compulsive movement, the purging. Aim to abstain from it all. Avoid perfection, but aim for perfection and don't be self-critical when it's not perfect. I think you know what I mean by that. So yeah, just keep going. No matter what you do, keep going. And as I say, use the support you can find. Even if it's not the support you might want, use whatever you can find because you're going to need it. This process is tough. Today's episode then is a relatively short episode, but I'm hoping that it's one that will just give you a little boost of being able to think, yes, I can do this. I bloomin' well can do this and I can be the hero of my story. Because that's what today's episode is about. It's about being the hero, not the victim, as you're overcoming an eating disorder. I'm going to start with a quote, which is a bit unusual for me. I'm not generally a quote person, but I'm going to give you two quotes today. So enjoy them, make the most of it, probably won't happen again. The first quote I'm going to give you is by a man called Seth Adam Smith. And he says, his wise words were, "Abandon the idea that you will forever be the victim of the things that have happened to you. Choose to be a victor." So when you consider your story of overcoming an eating disorder or just your story with an eating disorder, are you the hero in that story or the victim? What card are you playing? Because you're possibly playing one of those cards at the moment. And which card you're choosing, whether you're choosing to be the hero or the victim, can very much influence the outcome of your story. Now let's face it, life can be tough, and for some people it delivers more blows than to others. And that can seem unfair and unjust. It can make you feel that life's happening to you and you don't have any influence over it. And it can most definitely leave you with a victim mindset. And it's easy to adopt a victim mindset when an eating disorder has taken so many good things and opportunities from your life. It can leave you feeling like you don't have any agency over your life. It can leave you feeling like, what's the point? I just want to give up. Let the eating disorder take over because I'm done with this. I can't do it anymore. And I made an episode quite a while back now that was called I'm Giving Up, Let the Eating Disorder Consume Me. And that is a bit about taking on that victim mindset. I can't do it anymore. Why is life so hard? Just let it take me. I give up. But instead of taking on that victim mindset, why not be the hero of your story and not the victim as you finally overcome the eating disorder and determinedly create a future that is freely and authentically your own? But yes, an eating disorder can create a victim mindset. When you have an eating disorder, it can be easy to fall into an angry and blaming mindset, focusing on all the injustices that have impacted on your life. You might ask, why me? Fixate on the past and what it was that left you and not someone else with this powerfully destructive eating disorder. And that's not to say that the things that have happened to you in your past aren't horrible. It's not to say that you shouldn't feel some sense of grief and hurt by those things, but it's when you get stuck in the victim, why me, blaming mindset that the damage can be done. Because when you're fixating on the past, you're looking to blame others, you're looking to blame traumatic events or past mistakes, you're going to stay trapped. And when you're in a victim mindset, your focus is then diverted from taking the necessary steps to change your situation and to move forward. Because the stance of the victim can make you brew resentments. It can make you focus on times gone by with anger and hurt. And it can stop you from looking to what needs to happen next so that you can heal and grow stronger. And let's face it, anger, hurt, blame, and feeling aggrieved are never helpful emotions to hold on to and find yourself stuck within. And when you're in a victim mindset, you might give yourself the perfect excuse to not take active steps towards recovery. It can allow you to remove your own self-responsibility towards healing. And the position of victim then becomes your reason to continue in the driven, addicted, and eating disordered life. To not eat more or fail to address the behaviours you need to change to overcome the eating disorder. And of course, that's not to say that you're at fault for having fallen into a victim mindset or that it's a weakness you have chosen to adopt. In fact, the why me mindset is a naturally protective brain response. But protective or not, it does defer your sense of responsibility to fix things. Continuing to play the victim won't get you to a life of freedom. And the longer you stay in a victim mindset, the more hardwired those reactions become in your brain and the harder it becomes to move past them. So ultimately, the harsh truth is that once you realize that you have taken on a victim mindset, it becomes a choice that you make about how you move forward from there. So what if you can choose to be a hero and not a victim, as you embrace the difficult process of eating disorder recovery? No matter what life has dealt you, it's the mindset that you approach those challenges with that will ultimately turn you from a victim into a victor and the hero of your own story. When you can step away from asking, why me, looking to the past to blame things that have happened, you start to grow, you start to heal and look to your future with intent and taking responsibility for yourself. You can leave the past where it belongs and you can become stronger for it. You really can choose not to be a victim and to be a victor and a hero in your own life and in your own future. You can accept that life might have been a bit or very shit, but to use your story to grow, gain strength and skills in resilience, and become mentally strong. It's up to you to recognize and acknowledge the positivity in the world around you, because it is always there. And when those resentments or anger about the past come up, remind yourself, that was then, this is now. And that doesn't mean that you're forgetting or you're disregarding your past. The past still makes you who you are, and you can grow from it and because of it. And to heal, it's often necessary to grieve what's been and what you've lost. Crying can be a very cathartic part of the healing process as you stop burying your emotions and start to process them. But there's a difference between grieving and processing pain and staying stuck in blame and anger. And I've certainly done my share of crying, grieving the past and what might have been. And that was a painful process that I needed to tolerate and go through. But that pain and those tears were different to the other mindset I'd adopted in the years gone by of anger and blame about things that were long gone. So learning to acknowledge those thoughts and emotions when they came up, learning to recognize when I was getting stuck in anger and blame about things in the past and choose a different response, was a far from perfect but necessary part of letting the eating disorder go. Ultimately, in overcoming an eating disorder, we all need to accept that as individuals, we can start to take responsibility for our own thoughts, behaviours, and actions, no matter what came before. And you will find that it will be a messy learning process. But like anything, the more self-aware you are, and the more work you can do on your own sense of self-empowerment, the more of a very real victor and hero you will be. So what are the qualities of a hero, and how do you become one? Well, it's said that a hero has focus, generosity, and courage. They are determined, despite setbacks, find allies for support, and use all the resources they have to win. A hero will seek to thrive and not just survive. As a hero, you can inspire yourself and others. Be the person today who lives by their deepest values and become the hero of your own story. And that doesn't mean denying your past and the fact that life has been hard for you, but how you choose to respond to those hardships will make a huge difference to your future life. Because ultimately, the people who are happy and get the most out of this life are those who, despite traumatic histories, truly become the hero of their own story and learn to move forward. So whether you find yourself adopting a victim mindset because of an eating disorder and/or other things that have happened in your life, acknowledge that it does suck. It sucks big time, but then choose not to be a victim. Notice when you're blaming or becoming angry and choose to think and feel differently. And that might mean that you choose to enter therapy if you have some level of trauma from your past that's keeping you stuck. Some of you might have some element of PTSD, and that can be keeping you trapped in not being able to move forward, not being able to develop your own sense of agency. And if you believe that to be the case for yourself, then it's so important that one step that you do take and find the courage to take is to seek support through therapy so that you can process through those emotions, process through that trauma, and be able to move forward. So really begin to take greater responsibility for your circumstances today and use the strength and courage that you do have to change them. And as I always say, please seek support from allies to help you. Use all the resources that you can find and then some more, and seek to thrive. So perhaps it's time to ask yourself, how could this eating disorder be an opportunity for my future? Who can I really be without an eating disorder? And where might being open and curious and oh so brave actually take me to in this world? After all, the past is gone. Today is all we have. So be the hero of today. And as you work to overcome the eating disorder, that might mean that when you notice yourself playing the victim card, you prove to yourself that you are in charge and most definitely not a victim by grabbing the most terrifying foods you can find, curling up on a couch, and letting yourself feel how strong you really, really are. Now, I told you that there were going to be two quotes in this episode, and the second quote is by the author Paulo Coelho. And he said, "You can either be a victim of the world or an adventurer in search of treasure. It all depends on how you view your life." So I think there's no greater sense of treasure in this life than finding freedom from an eating disorder. And it's absolutely about how you perceive yourself from here. Are you going to go forward and search for that treasure of freedom? Or are you going to stay the victim to the eating disorder? And it's even true that one day you might even begin to find some sense of peace about your past, even gratitude for your past, as it enables you to become a person with values, insight, and a drive that you might never have found otherwise. So go forward, be the hero of today. Be the hero in bashing the eating disorder out of your life as hard as you can today, because you can do that. And as I say, if there's other things that are keeping you trapped within eating disorder that are making it impossible for you to move forward, then you do need to seek therapy or a deeper sense of support to move through that. But I hope that's given you a little boost of encouragement for today. If you want more information from me and about my approach to eating disorders and how to overcome them, then you will find a lot of information on my website at hellybarnes.com. And you'll also find a lot of information now in my two books, the first being called Addicted to Energy Deficit, which is a neuroscience-based guide to eating disorders and how to overcome them. And the second is called Aiming for Overshoot, which is more of a practical handbook with hints and tips about how to overcome eating disorders in a practical sense. So go and grab those books if you think they might be helpful. Share them with others if you think other people might find them helpful. And otherwise, I will really aim to put out another episode sooner than I did this one. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Feck It Fun, Fabulous and Free Eating Disorder Recovery podcast. Don't forget, eating disorder recovery doesn't have to be boring and doesn't have to be serious. Now go and grab yourself some food and have a fabulous rest of the day.